Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another. Which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode. Here we go again. So happy to be with you all. Gonna dive right in today. Got a review on iTunes, super grateful for. And you guys know, if you're a new listener, if you're an old listener, you know I do backflips over reviews on iTunes. It fuels my fire to continue doing this labor of love and helps us to reach new people. And if you are a new listener, well, now you know. Leave me a review on iTunes. If you are getting some benefit from this, I would appreciate it greatly. And the new people you help us to reach will appreciate it greatly, hopefully. Okay, this is by Abkana. And the review says, "Dear Brandon, I have thought many times to write a review for you because you deserve one, but I never feel satisfied with what I come up with. Mostly, I want to share how dear you are. Even though you're a grown man, you have such a sweetness and innocence. Aw. I have appreciated every one of your podcasts that I have heard. I always come away with something to hang on to. I've had an extremely difficult life, even when I was in the womb. Oftentimes, I wonder, what did I agree to that my life is so, so painful? What was I thinking? Why did my team let me do this? It's too hard. Some days, many days, my thinking and feelings are not what I want them to be. In spite of listening to you, I feel so low. Having bad health and no family or support makes things hard, and even though I know better, I can always pull up from it. So I just watch and observe. A teacher taught me that what you look at will change. Sometimes all I can do is look at my life and think about it. I try not to form opinions of myself and my life, but I'm not always successful. Thanks for giving to all of us out here from the sweetest, most tender and loving place in your heart." Aw, thank you so much. And look at, you know, just reading this review, I mean, look at how tender, sweet and innocent you are. And this post is, and of course, anything that you see in me is a reflection of something in you. And I certainly do come from a place of pure heart and authenticity and, you know, well-intended to truly make a difference in your life and anyone's life that's listening. And that's felt. And I'm so glad that that's felt. And I would just say that, you know, with you, Abkana, reviewer name, you know who you are. It's, you know, I'm listening here to your story, and it's a story, and it's a valid story, and it's a real story, and it's all happened to you. You know, I'm sensing some disempowerment from it. Like, why would I do this to myself? Like you're sort of a victim, or it's happening to you, not through you. So what if you were to start telling a completely different story? You've rehearsed the story. You've got it down, the womb, all the way back, pain, no support, all this. I hear it. And I'm not denying that it's true. But what if you just started making up a really good story from here? So this, all this painful stuff happened so that I could, why would I do this to myself? So that I could spring forward on the complete opposite end of the spectrum and fully appreciate all the amazing things coming into my world. And I expect those things to come with a sense of healthy detachment, of course. And this is the story now. Let me take it forward in a way that it's sort of like, the ending of the movie and they live happily ever after. Write the rest of it. Let's not talk so much about the past part of it. Let's focus on now and also what it's going to sort of springboard into, right? That would be my suggestion here. And you have this, every high needs a low to counterbalance it. You've had the low. So what's next? All good things, right? Right. So that's my suggestion. And thank you so much for taking the time to write in. Hopefully you're connecting on the Facebook group as well, Positive Heads. We certainly would like to connect with you and share and all those things and support you. So let's see here. Moving along, I have a question that came from, speaking of the Facebook group, this came from Corey on the Facebook group. And Corey said, "All right, I have a question for the Positive Head Collective Consciousness. What is your belief, opinion on astrology and horoscopes? I see a lot of people posting on here about eclipses and full moons and retrogrades. I always had a weird relationship with this belief system. Sometimes I like to believe there is a cosmic order to things, but others I choose to ignore the idea of things being in such a fixed way. Like, why should I let a planet's alignment affect my mood? If we understand that we are God source, then that means we are untethered to any systematic structure. I don't mean to be rude and badger your beliefs in any way, but coming from a Catholic background where I was sucked into Christian dogma, I feel as if this creates another system to succumb to. Not that that's a bad thing. Maybe our infinite spirits in this earthly realm need systems and laws and meaning, even if we create it for ourselves, much like light needs darkness and good needs evil. Did I just answer my own question? Maybe, haha. But I'd love some of your opinions." And Corey, I think this is an excellent point and question that you ask. And it's one that I've certainly pondered over. And let's talk about it a little bit. So my thoughts are there are certainly patterns, right? With even synchronicities, we see these connections. There's connections everywhere. We know the moon affects a woman's menstrual cycle, for example, in the tides, and it's all connected. No question. It's all one. It's all connected. There's energetic ties between you, your sun, your planet, your moon, it's all tied. But I do think you have to be very, very careful with getting fixated on it in a way that takes away your power, right? That makes you powerless, because you are the source that actually created these connections and alignments. They're your creation. They're your craft. It's like you building something and then letting it control you and dictate you. You're actually the master of the heavens. The heavens aren't a master of you, right? And so certainly I think you can find things, if you look at someone's astrological chart, for example, that indicate something about their sort of blueprint that they came in with. But at the end of the day, I would say we are completely free will, autonomous beings that can change anything, anytime. And if it is in any way disempowering you, or you feel like it's happening to you, you've missed the boat. You've missed. And I think a lot of people do get caught up. Oh, here's retrograde. Yep, here's the bad time, the negative time. And guess what? It becomes true, right? If you say it's so, it is so. And so let's look at what kind of power we're giving to things. I think it's interesting. I think it's fun. I think it's very exploratory, just like I love psychic phenomenon. I love synchronicities. I think the astrology, I think it's all interesting. I'm such a like kid in the candy jar, right? I love like all those fun, playful things. But you got to be really careful not to start giving your power away to them, because if you believe that it has power over you, then it has power over you. I would say you are the master of the heavens, not the other way around. They're not dictating to you. although I would like to get a little perspective from someone else, who better than Abraham, my go-to. Let's check out. This is Abraham Hicks on astrological charts and predictions. Let's take a listen.
Hello, Abraham. I speak to you often. A question that I have for you, and as the universe had brought me other people with similar interests who just happened to be sitting next to me. We have a hobby, we have astrology. And one of the questions I have for you is that as we study astrology and we look at charts, or especially I read a lot of my own lately, as you know. But astrology, you hear a lot about it, and it's supposed to be a fingerprint of your life, and you can see the different cycles you go through, and it seems to be adverse that if I was to look at astrology, maybe I should put it aside and think, well, I'm going to manifest only the best things in my life. Versus astrology, when I look at a chart and I see all the planets lined up and I go, oops, something bad is happening, or I try to warn someone. How does astrology, is that part of the universe as a guide? Is that with all the other information that comes that helps us along the way?
Well, it's logical, isn't it, that in the same way that as you stand here now, living life and setting forth new intentions, it's logical that you didn't start doing that only once you got here into this physical body. It's logical, isn't it, that from your non-physical vantage point, that you had intentionality as you were coming in. Isn't it logical that as you were non-physical energy looking forward to this leading edge human experience, that you would set forth some intentions? And isn't it logical that from that non-physical vantage point of non-resistance, that the intentions that you set forth would be so strong and unchallenged that the entire universe would cooperate with giving you exactly what you wanted? In other words, we would like to say that the exact timing and placement of your birth was not random or an accident. It was deliberate creation from your non-physical vantage point. And we would go further to say that if anyone from physical form had the ability to actually translate that intentionality, that they would have a pretty good, at least beginning, roadmap of what you are all about. We would also say that there are some who have been receiving information that have been fairly accurate about that. But for the most part, we see people utilizing that sort of thing to their disadvantage rather than to their advantage. In other words, once you are here in physical form, the variety that surrounds you and the intentions that are born from you become the new roadmap that you're wanting to follow. And it is so much easier for you to just feel whether you're on your path or not by the way you feel, rather than trying to sort out all of that stuff that you really don't have access to, especially since for the most part you have to count on other people to translate it for you. Esther had some slight questions about it because she'd heard about people like you who had interest in it. And one day, early in their Abraham experience, they were having lunch like you did today, and there were a group of people around a big table, and someone brought big volumes of astrological books. And it was noted to everyone here that if you will pick your birth date, and the books were so big that you could pick not only the date of birth, but the timing of your birth, that once you found that and read what was written, that it would give you real insight as to who you are and what your reasons for being here were. And Esther could hardly wait to get her hands on her section. And so just as the book came and it was her turn to take it, the man came and wanted to take her food order. And so Esther placed the food order, and while she did, Jerry looked her up in the book. And he pointed here. He said, here you are. And Esther began reading, and she was amazed. She said, oh, this is exactly right. Oh, I just cannot believe how they have identified who I am and what I'm about. And before Esther could get too carried away with it, Jerry said to her, honey, I have to tell you, I just opened the book at random and pointed to her. Wow. So what we are getting at here is that law of attraction could easily guide him to who she is as some scientific interpretation. And most of those, most who are really good at the astrological charting and expressing. They are intuiting it anyway. They are using the processes to help them as a guide to ask the questions, but they are intuiting the answers that are coming forth, you see. And so we are not wanting to call it either right or wrong or good or bad. It is like so many things. If it serves you and makes you feel more confident, if you feel more frisky, if you feel more sure, if your participation in it makes you feel more autonomous with Source, if you feel invincible as a result of it, then it is serving you well. But never, ever, 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 ever would we let some book dictate who we are or what we should do in a day. In other words, you are Source energy in physical bodies, and your alignment with who you are will make you impervious to anything that goes wrong and a vibrational match to all things that goes right. You could not possibly, and this is the thing that we really want you to hear, you did not, from your non-physical vantage point, make all of the plans for this life experience from that vantage point before you got here. You just didn't do it. If you could do that, there would be no purpose in coming forth and being here. You came forth to mix it up. You came forth to experience the contrast. You came forth to make decisions. You came forth to create. You came forth to expand. It was not all decided before you got here. You are creating your reality now, here and now, you see.
So even the charts that I've been reading my chart, and I've had some major life decisions, and in doing that chart, you know, it's good to hear these words from you, because I've been so stuck for a number of years now about, you know, changing my life, and I kept looking at the astrological chart, and I kept thinking, this is not the time, this is not the time. But actually, I can choose my time. I can pick through all that contrast, and I can know what feels good, because I have visited this
the
place.
The laws of the universe are not lining up with a chart. The laws of the universe are lining up with what you've put in vibrational escrow. And to the degree that you line up with it, it will all line up. Leave the chart out of it.
That's a good thing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you.
So, you know, great, great perspective. I fully agree, fully align with it. You know, she talks about how when you're coming from that non-resistant place and non-physical, of course, the heavens completely move to somehow match you, right? So your exact timing is deliberate, and there is some fingerprint, so to speak, of that. I mean, I can take my own birthday, for example. You guys have heard me talk about it. I've had all kinds of, you know, I was born on, for those of you who haven't heard it, I'll tell you real quick. I was born on July 28th. It was my dad's birthday, July 28th. He was 28 when I was born. Also his grandmother's birthday. My great-grandmother, her mother, my great-great, died on that day. My ex-business partner, grandmother, July 28th. Who's a, you know, important character in my story, friend and villain and all the things, right? His child's mother, July 28th. My ex partner met her on July 28th. She had a boyfriend named Anson who committed suicide on that day. And all my relatives are from Anson, North Carolina with that birthday. The great grandmother, great great, my dad. So yeah, it's a lot of fingerprints there, right? That this is somehow important, you know. And that person, by the way, led to not only a relationship with her that I met on July 28th, but my next relationship. So certainly fingerprints all over the place, right? But at the same time, what I love what she says here is you didn't come here with it all pre-written. You're choosing now. So there may be some indication of you, but certainly not some hardcore fixed blueprint that you must adhere to and consult the chart in order to make a determination of where your life's going to go or couldn't go or any of those things. So much easier, she said, to tap into your own feelings and inner guidance, right? I love the story how Jerry, Esther's husband, opened at random. And she made a good point. She's like, well, it could have been law of attraction, right? It could have been, you know, it's an energetic tie to where he opened to. But it's one of those things we have to be careful with, like, you know, sort of wanting to see what we want to see and giving our power away. Anytime you feel like you're giving your power away, check yourself. Something is off. If you're giving your power away to a teacher, to a religious, doctrine, to a partner, to a book, to a idea like astrology, to tarot, any of those things, these are nothing. You are the center. You are the master of your own universe. You are, everything is swirling around you, not the other way around. And, you know, she points out a great point here. If it serves you, it's good, right? If it disempowers you, it's probably not. You know, Bashar talks about permission slips, right? If this is a permission slip for you to some way to tune in and to tap in and feel more connected to source, bravo, great, wonderful. But make no mistake, you are dictating and you're never going to let something external of yourself dictate who and what you are and what you can do and what your potential is. Throw it in the trash if you're doing that. As she said, you make the decisions from here. That's what you came to make the decisions from here. There were certainly things that were sort of laid out, you know, right? It's a mixed. I came to make decisions, but I have these parents, I have this physical body, I have this time frame, this time in you know, Earth's life cycle that I chose to incarnate. So there's some chosen fixed things that were chosen before I came, but there's a lot more that's flexible within that container, right? So hopefully this helps give a little perspective on this very pertinent and relevant and great topic. So thank you so much for writing in, Corey. And any of you guys who haven't written in questions and you have one, I'd love to take a look at them. I'd love to hear questions. I'd love to interact with you guys in that way. So you can email me directly, brandon@positivehead.com, or go to the positivehead.com website and go through the contact page. That'll get to me. Even a phone number there, you can leave voicemail, or on the Positive Heads Facebook group. Lots of people, questions and so forth coming in through there. So, well, we're out of imaginary time for today, but there's plenty more where that came from. So I shall be back. And I do have a song that I'd like to leave you with that I think I played a long time ago, over a year ago. I love this song and it instantly popped into my head when I was thinking about what song would be appropriate. This is Kangi and Occult featuring Sigalola. The song is called Same Kind. It's an Audialist remix. Looks like the stars have aligned. Till next time, journey well. Seems like the stars have aligned.